Thank you, Mike. And joining us here this Wednesday morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, and somebody else that was featured as a fugitive of the week has turned himself in.
Another week, another surrender. I love hearing that. It's good news. This was a gentleman we featured at the end of, in February 28th, actually, last day.
Yeah.
Ryan Paul Moore. He was wanted on violation of his conditions of supervised release. He had been on supervised release, part of his sentence. He was sentenced, pled guilty, and then was sentenced for distribution of controlled substances and possession with intent to distribute controlled substances, both being fentanyl. So his sentence was, it seems like a pretty good deal for him. He got time served for whatever time he did pre-trial, and then he was given a three-year period of supervised release, which during that, it's like intensive probation.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to report in, you have to be of good conduct, not commit new crimes, use drugs. If they order any kind of treatment programs, you need to attend those. And obviously, Mr. Moore chose not to do that. But on a good note, he did take responsibility for these things, and he turned himself in yesterday late afternoon to the office, which is exactly what we hoped for. You know, he had ties all over the place, way up north in New Hampshire and down to Nashua. So he was kind of bouncing back and forth. So keeping up with him was a little difficult. So fortunately, the Fugitive of the Week program worked the way it's supposed to, and he did the right thing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, it so talks about what this whole program is all about.
It really does. You know, it's, you know, we're not looking to have to arrest these people. We want people to take responsibility for their actions, do the right thing, come in, face the music, go to court. A lot of times when you do that, it's beneficial to you because the judge says, hey, you're doing the right thing, mm-hmm. and you're trying to make steps in the right direction, so let's do you a favor. We're going to let you back on bail, and you have to continue to do the right thing, because if you don't, then obviously you'll be arrested and you'll stay in jail. So
mm-hmm.
there's definitely options for people, and I'm glad some of these individuals are seeing that option as a viable one and trying to come in and make things right.
I love that. I love that. All right, so we have a surrender, so now we're going to put a whole new poster child up there for the future.
Yeah,
we have
a new one, Daron Antoine Flynn. He is wanted for, again, federal arrest warrant for failure to appear on possession with intent to distribute controlled drugs and being a felon in possession of a firearm, which was used in furtherance of drug trafficking. So Mr. Duron, you know, he's played the name game. He's changed the order of his names. His first name is Duron, and he has used his middle name as his first name. He's used his different last name, Duron Mack, Duran, Antoine Flynn, Perno Flynn. He is should be in the Manchester, New Hampshire area, but
mm-hmm.
His charges are pretty serious. He's wanted on charges of failure to appear with the original charge of being the possession with intent to distribute controlled drugs.
Right, so therefore we're going to call him armed and dangerous because of
that. Yeah, with the firearm. That's pretty serious stuff, and that's why we have him marked up that way. We have some fairly decent photographs of him. He's only 29 years old, 5'11", 155 pounds, brown eyes and black hair. Has a tattoo between his eyebrows. You can barely make it out. It's kind of faint, but just a little symbol between his eyebrows, and he has a tattoo on one of his forearms. Ties to Manchester, as I indicated. Hopefully somebody recognizes him or has some information as to where he might be hanging out or hiding out. Not sure which is the situation, but we'd like to track him down and get him in front of the judge.
Yeah, that would be, again, the step in the right direction.
Exactly. And this same applies here. He can turn himself in. You know, he has somebody that's supervising him on a pretrial basis in our probation office. He can always call them and say, I want to turn myself in, or he can always contact us and do the right thing, too. It's a lot of times we get people that just don't have a vehicle, can't get around, so we have picked people up before with just the promise of, hey, I want to turn myself in. Can you pick me up here? Sure, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't want to do that, we leave it up to the public to give us a call. You can reach out at the main number at 603-225-1632. You can ask to speak to the case agent in this case, which is Criminal Investigator Deputy U.S. Marshal Wilson. I think you guys are familiar with Brandon. He actually has a case. We're trying to get him some kudos here. You know, and if you're uncomfortable talking to Brandon, which most of us are, you can go right on the poster, click on the link that says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email, or text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. Again, we don't need your information. You don't need to testify against Mr. Flynn. But we just need to track him down, get him back in front of the court so they can make some decisions as to whether he's going to stay out on bail or not.
Right. And exactly. And again, it could turn his way if he does the right thing.
It actually could. You know, there's some situations that they can, you know, say, look, you're trying to make an effort, so mm-hmm. we can put you in a new program. I don't know what his violations are.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's a, you know, continued use of narcotics or continued criminal activity, but it's he's got a pretty seedy past with drugs and firearms, so definitely not a good combination to have out on the street, so we'd encourage people to give us a call.
That's awesome. That's what the Fugitive of the Week is all about. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, as always, we thank you so much, and I wish you the best in this coming week for more surrenders and captures.
I'm hoping forward to some great success as well, and hopefully we'll be able to report that next week.
You mean when we bring you the Fugitive of the Week, right here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center.